from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I gotta say, even for the media at large, the amount of, I guess you gotta move on from Deshaun, even before the lawsuit yesterday, I thought was remarkably quick. It is as if everyone had had that one in the chamber and were waiting for Deshaun to look bad against Dallas.
Well, I think, Nick, it was more, okay, so we've given this dude a pass a bunch of different times, right? Mm-hmm. We've said, okay, you've only played X number of games, so you're rusty. Okay, it's only training camp. The reports that we're hearing out of training camp, not very flattering, but we're not going to make too much of those. So I think it was people saying there was all of that stuff built in. Mm-hmm. Now let's see something different, right? Show us that you are different. Show us that you have evolved. Show us that you are more comfortable in this new offensive system that's supposed to be designed more for your skill set. Okay. And he had the opportunity to do it, although it was just week one and there were some circumstances surrounding that game working against him. This was the opportunity for him to go out there in a meaningful game and show that he was going to be different, that he was going to be better. And he was one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL in the first week.
Yeah, but okay.
Like, so he had a game that was very comparable to Bo Nix making his first start for the Denver Broncos.
I'm not trying to relitigate that, but I do think there is Aaron Rodgers was also booty cheeks last night.
Okay, but he wasn't to that level of booty cheeks. There are levels to
rough.
Bad. There are levels to bad and booty cheeks.
Yes, that's all I wanted you to say, is there were levels to booty cheeks. All right, so I understand. But I guess my thing is, even though I think I expected the offense to come out of the gates a little slow, right? Mm-hmm. I think you and I talked about that a few times, that I felt like the first 5 weeks, this is going to be a work in progress. And I knew that there was a chance it looked bad. Didn't know it was going to look quite that bad. But I think what's interesting is now you have, it's not just Jason LaCanfora, who is a writer, reporter, now radio host in Baltimore. It's former players saying stuff with a sense of urgency. And Tony Gonzalez was on Infinity Sports Network last night with Zach Gelb and gave this take about the leash with Deshaun and the Cleveland Browns.
That's not good football. He's not playing well. I would put him on a short leash, a real short leash. And, you know, I mean, they got rid of Joe Flacco because they didn't want to have this controversy. Because if Joe was there, they would have been like, hey, bench him right now. Let's put Joe back in there, because he's the one who played really well for them down the stretch last year. But I don't know what's going on. It's the injury mentally. The confidence is gone. He does not look like that old player. That $230 million, this might go down as kind of like the Russell Wilson contract. This contract might go down as one of the worst in NFL history if he's not able to turn it around right now. But that's not a high-level quarterback. And if I'm a teammate, especially if I'm someone like Myles Garrett and these guys out there in the prime of their career, if you want to go out there and make a push and get to the playoffs, you know you have the surrounding. You certainly have the defense. It's a great defense. And you're just going to squander it by trying to give this guy time after time to get it right. A short leash. short leash. Maybe this game, next game, another two games, and if we keep seeing that, then they got to make a change, and it's time to move on from him. Put Jameis in there. I mean, Jameson too, but Jameson is so erratic. You never know what you're going to get, but then I would be hoping for the great out of Jameson. Jameson can heat up, and he can play with the best of them. If he's not turning the ball over, you just look at his numbers, which is a big part of the game, of course. But if he can just not throw the ball, maybe one turnover, that's it. But that defense, they can afford that. Then, yeah, I would definitely go with Jameson for sure.
So, all right, there is the obvious point that he called him Jameson 17
times.
While claiming to be an authority on Jameson's play, Jameis Winston's play. There's also the yada yada yaing of Jameis' turnovers when he's the only quarterback in NFL history to have a 30 for 30 season, 30 touchdowns, and 30 INTs. Would you like a comment on that, or can we move those to the side so we can get to what he's...
We can move those to the side.
Maybe for a rainy day, yeah, we'll bring those out and have a good laugh about that. But I do think... So I think the most noteworthy thing is, how is Deshaun's play playing in the locker room? Because no matter what they say, they are going to say something publicly... You know that it does matter within that locker room.
I watched that game on Sunday, and I just felt like, not that the players looked defeated, because it's way too early for that in week one, but they had this look of, first of all, they didn't have any energy whatsoever, because, you know, Deshaun is largely responsible for providing that energy, especially on the offensive side. He's also largely responsible, period, because he is a captain. He is the highest paid player.
Face of the franchise.
He's the face of the franchise. And he didn't provide that energy. But it just, there looked like there was a feeling of, oh, bleep, here we go again, sort of thing. Like, this, the way that Deshaun played on Sunday, Nick, that was alarming. Mm-hmm. That wasn't just bad. That was alarming. And I know stats aren't everything, and certain stats people lean into more than others, but there is one adjusted QBR, which measures quarterback play, and usually you want your quarterback to be somewhere between like 70 and 90. Deshaun's was 9. I've never seen it in single digits before, ever, in my entire life of looking at stats.
Did I catch a niner there?
Nine.
Oh, you're not saying no in German. You're saying nine. Like, okay.
Daniel Jones was horrendous over the weekend. He got to double digits.
Did he get to dimes at least?
He got to 16.
Ooh, good for him.
Seven more, whatever that means in relative terms. Seven more that I've never seen it in single digits. That was alarming. And I think the players on that sideline were like, what just happened here? I think they were stunned at the level of terrible that he was.
Well, and I will say, I have trouble when it comes to vibes. I think the vibes have been down in camp for a minute. Mm-hmm. So, is this, everybody knew that everybody sucked? Because, like, we talked about yesterday. The routes weren't great. The blocking wasn't great. I mean, even defensively, they were giving up chunk yardage left and right.
Yeah.
Like, is that specifically about Deshaun, or is that more about maybe something bigger picture with the entire team? But I think you did a good job of pointing out, like, both can be true. Mm-hmm. The team could have had a disastrous preseason where they just didn't, and a fair amount of that can, so it doesn't have to all be on Deshaun.
Right.
But Deshaun is the guy that's supposed to be the guy. I said yesterday, I don't know who the guy is when vibes are down, to use that phraseology.
That's right.
Who's the guy that says, all right, we're going to make this right?
It's supposed to be Deshaun.
And there's, by the way, there are four other captains that are part of that. But like, if it's not going to be Deshaun, then it needs to be the head coach. Well, Kevin, the guy might be able to put something up on a whiteboard when it comes to like... vibes. Kevin will tell you himself, he's not a vibe guy.
Yeah. There's also no position in team sports that's more attached to vibes and how a team performs, how a team looks, how the feeling is around that team than the quarterback.
100%.
And if you feel like you don't have the guy, how are you supposed to naturally get your vibes up?
And I think that's why this Jacksonville game has suddenly taken on this resonance of incredible importance that it certainly didn't have when we talked about the first five weeks of the season a week ago.
Right.
Is that, It's almost like, and this is not spin, it's almost like it was so bad, just pick a direction to be better at. Hmm. You know? Be more confident. Be more crisp. Block better for Deshaun. Focus all week on just those, you know, 15 yards or more throws and making sure. Chemistry. Like, dude, you can frame it however you want to frame it.
Yeah.
You just need one of those things to look better. But if it looks exactly the same as it is, and, oh, by the way, that latest lawsuit just hit, the latest allegations just hit, I mean, you're going to be, now Tony Gonzalez saying you might want to go to Jameis Winston, or Jameis Winston as we know him, in two games,
yeah,
is a little bit far-fetched. Because we understand everything else that goes on here. It's not as simple as you're wasting 3 years of Myles Garrett's prime. You're wasting the end of Joel Bitonio's career. It's not as simple as that, although that's a part of it. But I do think the leash conversation, I mean, we're there already.
Yeah.
We are to the point where the question becomes, and this is where we're going to kind of take it here, is how long is the leash? Not how long should it be. It is how long is the leash with Deshaun Watson, with the Cleveland Browns. Nick Wilson, Chris Fedor, that's a question we're sending to you guys. At Nick Wilson says, at Chris Fedor, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers. How long is the leash with Deshaun?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.